K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, covering all things K-State. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, for another edition of the PPBD edition of this podcast, going right on into it. And yes, K-State, again, is off their bye week here as they prepare here next week with their showdown with TC, which is ranked, I believe, 13th. I might be wrong on that. I'll double check that in a little bit. But yes. Focusing on cats in the NFL, and one in particular, well, two really. One in particular, Skylar Thompson, former K-State quarterback graduate, came in for Teddy Bridgewater early last week after he got banged up. See, that's the danger there. No offense to Teddy, to a good lefty Teddy there, but he has been really, he gets hurt like every year. So there's that. But the Miami Dolphins, obviously with the whole Tua situation and whatnot, how the whole entire medical staff botched that situation with Tua and everything else with it. Tua is throwing, but he is ruled out, which means Skylar Thompson will make his first official NFL start this Sunday. And I'll get the point in a second. But going back, he came in last week against the Jets. They were good old another K-State foe, former standout corner DJ Reed, who's having himself a hell of a year so far. Almost intercepted one of Skylar's passes. They were teammates at one point as well. So that's almost took it back a little bit there. But Skylar Thompson in a losing effort against the Jets, 19-33, a buck 66, and an interception there. He did get sacked twice in the game. So got to wonder what he's thinking. Obviously, he had a monster preseason there for Miami there, which put him in a situation. I mean, here you go with an opportunity to help your ball club win an NFL football game at that. And now on top of that, you got to go up against the Vikings team right now that's rolling 4-1. You host them at home, 3-2. This game's on Fox over there. You got to deal with a pretty rugged defense over there in the Vikings over there. So Skylar Thompson's going to have his hands full, but getting your feet wet a little bit in actual regular season play instead of preseason. Hey, regular season hit different. Regular season hits different at this point in time. And Skylar's rewarded with an opportunity here to continue to build that notebook and continue to get valuable experience here for his team. I think this is, since we're in the Midwest and Minnesota is where they are, 4-1, this might get nationally televised. One of the more now-televised games on Fox, for sure. If that is, I'm definitely going to check this out. I know there's Major League Baseball playoffs in the middle of it. I don't know the status of the Braves when this podcast comes out. Obviously, I'm recording this with a rain delay right now with Game 2. It's been a busy day for the podcast. Got quite a bit in, and we're just rolling. We just keep it moving. Keep it moving on this podcast. But, yeah, I don't know the status right now on if we're going to get knocked out of first round or not. We'll see. But for now, the Braves are still in play as of now, and we'll see how it happens. Obviously, they announced the times of the rest of the division series, which is stupidly enough day games, which I can go on a whole nother rant about that. I don't have time for that, but this is focused on K-State alums DJ Reed, and who is, again, having himself outstanding year at corner so far. He's really, ever since he came on the scene in Seattle, he has been absolute stud on the defensive side of the ball. We knew that here at K-State, obviously, on defensive end and in special teams on numerous accounts there as well. So DJ Reed, we have to acknowledge that as well. I don't have the other list in front of me of all the cats in the NFL right now. Well, obviously, Tyler Lockett scored a touchdown, caught a touchdown pass from Geno Smith against the Saints. I don't know that because they showed highlights of it. And I remember vividly as I'm sitting here doing this podcast. So Tyler Lockett continued to do Tyler Lockett things out there in Seattle. And, of course, the Falcons saw him not too long ago as well. We beat the Seattle a few weeks ago as well. But yeah, Skylar Thompson, this is the story here from Miami. Can Skylar Thompson lead the upset at home? Now, they beat the Buffalo Bills a couple weeks ago. They beat them a couple weeks ago in that high scoring back and forth. And that's the same game where Tua got concussed and should have been ruled out from there instead of this whole saga mess there that whole medical staff is doing. We'll just put the blame on all of the medical staff there for that. And that's what's probably causing all these stupid roughing the passer calls. It's just stupid enough. And these are just basic sacks here. I still don't understand what's going on. Everything's going bonkers lately. NASCAR, NFL with the roughing the passer cheapies. It's just going completely off the rails with this stuff. But Skylar Thompson, former QB1, K-State QB standout and QB1 starter, he'll be starting against the Minnesota Vikings at home. And this isn't a good thing. This is a good thing. Obviously, you're on the road last week in New York. New York trying to rebuild. You're talking about the New York Jets. I know the Giants, they're off to a hot start themselves. But the Jets, you know, they're up and down team still, in my opinion, there. And you're getting that experience on the road. Now you're going home. And I think this is going to ease the nerves a little bit for Skylar. I don't predict what's going to happen. I ain't going to do that to him. But I'm just going to lay out one key thing for him. I think you're at home. You have an opportunity here for some home cooking. And you're not on the road against Minnesota. So that's huge. That's huge for him. So I know he's going to do good. Continue to learn some things. We'll see if he can lead that. He can bring that upset. So we'll see. But the big thing here is coming out. Let's see if I can get out of here. The Dolphins, they're tied for second in the AFC East behind the Jets. 3-2, same record there, ahead of New England, 2-3. And, of course, Buffalo, what I just said, is at 4-1. Skylar Thompson starts on Sunday against Minnesota I got to go back to the thing again here. In Week 6 of the NFL regular season. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts. Again, you're new to the show, welcome on board. You love what you're hearing. You're interested in learning more. Make sure you are subscribed to the Pro Project Podcast. There is lots of content over this week so far, and in the several weeks to come, and even the past good month or so. There's just content all over the place. Whether that's a postcast, a daily or a weekly, there's something for the K-State fan right there. Or you love all of it. It's all there for you at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and a couple of other podcasting platforms as well. And you want more takes, or you want to be a guest, or you have a question for the weekly podcast, you can hit me up. My DMs are open at Eddie_EG3. Yes, I'm starting to do this now. I know I did it in one of the dailies that I posted earlier this week. So we've been failing in mentioning our Twitter handles, me and my co-host Alex Aiden, for the weekly editions of the podcast. So I'm going to start doing that. I know there's a heavy listenership here in the Midwest. Milwaukee to be one of them. KC, I know, is up there as well. So you have a question, or you just want a question for the pod, that your question could be in the next weekly edition of the Pro Project Podcast. You can hit me up. DMs are open at Eddie_EG3, or you're a Braves fan as well. You hit me up as well at Eddie_EG3 for more on that. All right, folks, time to wrap this up. Skylar Thompson starting on Sunday. Huge game for the Dolphins as they try to keep pace with their AFC East rivals and try to take down the Minnesota Vikings.